Hey there, my name is Bernie Wagonblast. You probably know me already. Let me help you remember from where. Please stand away from the platform edge. See? We go way back, you and me. For decades, I've had the privilege to guide lots of people in transit, going from one place to another. Now, it's my honor to be your guide into better understanding of a different kind of transition. Welcome to the In Transit series, where we'll have very interesting people talking about important topics that hopefully will keep us from losing ourselves in misconceptions, prejudice, and misinformation. You see, we're all in transit, one way or another. So how nice would it be if we, as a society, could also transition into more understanding, acceptance, and respect? Enjoy the following episode, and thanks for riding with us. Thanks so much for joining us here on our first episode, where our very special guest, Finn Brigham, is going to be interviewing me. And I hope you enjoy the ride. Here. Okay, I'm recording at this end. Finn, are you recording at this point?
I am also recording at this point.
Okay, well, whenever you want to introduce that. Well,
and Brittany, you're like a celebrity. Like, I feel very excited to be here with you. I was like, yes, I get to talk to the actual Bernie. So thank you for making this time. It's very cool for me. So hi, everyone. My name is Finn Brigham. I use he, him pronouns. I am the director of project management at the Callan Lord Community Health Center, which is an LGBT-focused health center in New York City. I am also a real-life transgender person. My guest today is Bernie Wagonblast. I'm so excited to be interviewing you and hearing more about you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Finn. Well, let me tell you a few different things. I've been around for 60 plus years, so if I started telling you everything about myself, we could be here all day. But let me do a Reader's Digest version. I'm a few different things. I'm a transportation journalist. I was on the radio in New York City for a number of years as a traffic reporter. I also am a transgender woman. I socially transitioned January 1st of 2023, so it's been only a little over a year since I socially transitioned. But I think probably most people who are listening to this best know me as one of the voices of the New York City subway. I'm the voice that you hear in the numbered line stations that tell you when your train is coming. So it might sound something like, the next downtown number 2 will arrive in 2 minutes. Please stand away from the platform edge. So hopefully that audio daily double, if we were playing Jeopardy, will tell you who I am.
Amazing. That's wonderful. Can you talk a little bit about your experience as a person who recently transitioned?
Sure. It has been a year plus filled with just so many adventures and so many learning things. I think one of the biggest surprises for me, though, has been the interest that the media has shown in my story. I anticipated that maybe a few New York TV stations might be interested because, you know, I'm a locally known voice. But the interest has been not just nationwide, but international. So I've been doing interviews with everyone from the Washington Post and the New York Times to the Associated Press, Reuters, Tokyo Television, Dutch Television, Reuters. It's been almost nonstop, the media attention. And that makes me very happy because it gives me an opportunity to share my story. And I think that's one of the things that's desperately needed right now, is for people to understand that trans people are not stereotypes that they may have some mixed up image of, but they were real people and were part of their everyday life.
Thank you. For years, you've been one of the most familiar voices to millions of New York City commuters, myself included, and you've been guiding them. And now you're acting as a different sort of guide. Can you tell us a bit about how you're looking at that journey?
There's two aspects to it, I think. The first side is what I just mentioned, letting the general public know about my journey, myself, that this person that they've heard for decades in New York is somebody who is trans. But one of the surprises has been what this has meant to trans people who have heard my story. As I've read comments on some of the media stories and people that have sent me emails, they just tell me how much it means to them, knowing that the voice that they're hearing every day in the subway is a transgender woman, and that that gives them encouragement and hope.
Absolutely agree. Can you tell us a bit about how you hope In Transit can help connect the public in general with the transgender and gender diverse community?
Well, I think it's, again, a little bit of education, but hopefully in a somewhat entertaining way, letting people know about not just people who are trans, but to let them know about some of the different challenges we face, some of the different opportunities, some of the accomplishments that we've had over the decades. All those things, I think, are important, that it's a complete story. But I think one of the other important parts for people to know is that being trans is not the only way we identify. We are so many other things. As I said, I'm a transportation journalist. I'm a voice actor. I'm a parent. I'm a grandparent. There are so many different facets of my personality, and that's true for all trans people. We are not some monolith that once you've met one trans person, you've met one trans person. If you've met 100, then you've met 100 different stories.
Thank you so much. And why do you think it's important to increase visibility for transgender and non-binary people?
Well, I've read that studies have shown that if you personally know someone who is trans, you are much more likely to have understanding and acceptance. When you don't know someone who is trans, you hear about stereotypes. You hear about fictional stories that are made up in the media and by politicians that are not accurate, that by knowing people, even if they don't know me personally, they hear more about my story and they become more aware of what's involved with this, that this isn't just some sudden revelation that I woke up a year ago and decided, oh, I think I'm going to be transgender. No, this was something, in my case, that I've known from my earliest memories. And it's something that I've struggled with. And I think it's important for people to understand that there are, again, many different facets and many different stories that are involved with transgender people.
Thank you. This is so wonderful. And editors, these are the end of the questions, but I'm going to say a few more things that you may or may not edit out. But I want to say, as a transgender person, something I really loved that you said is, we are not a monolith. We're all over the place. And I also was very affected by your story when you came out and read about it, because it was like, yes, we are the voices on the subway. We are, you know, the people that serve you your food. We are, you know, in politics. It is, of course, somebody that reads the announcements on the subway is transgender, because transgender people are everywhere. And it just felt really wonderful to be reminded of that on my day-to-day commute. So I appreciate you sharing your story with so many people. And I want to ask you one more question that, apologies, like I didn't send you before. And if you don't want to answer, it's fine. And again, editors, if this is not something you want to put on there, feel free to edit it right out. But transitioning can be hard. And I think we hear a lot about the negative things that happen, the violence against transgender people. And I think it's equally important to share examples of transgender joy. So I don't know if you can think of an example of transgender joy that you experienced, whether it's someone you shared this with that was surprisingly very supportive, or a space that you came into that felt really welcoming and you felt really seen. Is there an example that you have when you felt like, oh, this is transgender joy, as opposed to a lot of the difficult things that come with transitioning?
There are many moments of transgender joy that I've experienced, but let me share two, because they go back decades. Last April, the radio station that I was involved with in college held their 75th anniversary. Now, I was not there 75 years ago when they started, but I was there almost 50 years ago when they started. And that date loomed very large on my calendar, because these were people who only knew the previous version of me. And I was very worried about how was that going to go. It went wonderfully. The people were so accepting, supportive. I felt so at home. And now I'm getting ready for my 50th high school reunion. So a very similar situation. But I'm also as part of the planning committee. And the people that I knew in high school have, again, just accepted me and treat me no different than they do any of my other classmates. And when we finally do get together in September, I know that's going to be another magical moment for me. And it's just been so wonderful to have those. I'm almost sad that if this ever stops, that I love this acceptance and these new experiences that I've had. And I do hope that they continue.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it. I have not gone to any of my high school reunions, but maybe I'll consider it. You worry how it will be received, exactly as you said. So I'm glad you've had such a positive experience.
Thanks so much, Finn, for the amazing conversation. I enjoyed every moment. And I hope that everyone listening also had a good time. Well, our ride isn't over yet. We still have more stops to go. You can see more of Finn's work by visiting Callan Lord's website, www.callan-lord.org, and also by listening to this podcast. Finn will be back for another episode. If you're thinking about transitioning and are feeling lost, scared, and alone, know that you're not alone. Please check out our list of resources on this episode's page. See you at our next stop, and thanks for riding with us.